The English Martial Arts Podcast Show.
How you doing?
The Habbo radio station everyone loves.
I love them a lot.
Hello and welcome to the English Martial Arts Podcast Show. And in this episode, I'm just going to be updating you on some stuff that's been going on. Firstly, I'm going to talk about how I've been updating my camera gear so that I can record better audio and better video and audio on the video, because, you know, all my videos in the past have been where you watch and not listen. And I'm going to be doing a few talking head videos. So I updated all my gear this Christmas. I bought myself a really nice mirrorless camera, which you can plug in a microphone if you need to. But I tend to record all my audio separate from the actual video, which is what I'll do, because I've updated my gear. I bought myself a Tascam 60D Mark II, or Mark III, Mark II, I think, and it really, really is a good recording device. I've also invested in a wireless lavalier system, so that if I want to, I can plug in to the camera and record the audio straight into the camera over the video, which is also a good option. And I probably will be doing that, as well as recording video separate or recording audio separate from the video. Also updated my monitor. I got a new monitor, a 7-inch monitor that sits by the camera, so I can see that I'm in frame, in shot, and that the audio is recording properly. Also a really good tripod, a proper tripod, so that it really does sit firm and stable. And that is what you need. Also, the mirrorless camera I've got, I'm going to be using that to video the club films, the club training, rather than what I've been using, which is just two action cams. But I'm also going to be taking them with me and recording with them. So we're going to have film from a mirrorless camera and the action cams. The action cams I use are the Key Mission 170 and the Key Mission 80. And get some really good film from them, or really good video, I should say. The 170 is capable of 4K, although I probably won't be using that. I'll be using 1080p, which I like. Also, my sword arrived from Armor Class. It is the Saxon sword, and it really, really is a lovely sword. Razor sharp, out of the box. Nothing needs to be done to it. Really lovely fuller. Just a really nice sword. The weight is perfect as well. So if anyone's looking to see what this sword looks like, go to the Armor Class website. I think they're based in Glasgow, but they're definitely in Scotland, and see what they have to offer, and see the shape of the sword I bought. And it's a beauty. It comes in a number of variations, and there's even a beta if you want to get it. It's just as lovely as the sharp versions. But there's also a really good, expensive sharp version. Well, I wouldn't say it's expensive, but it costs about £450. And it's acid etched and et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, if you want a real posh one, that's the one to get. And we will be moving to a new premises soon, which is in St. Albans. And it's in a 600-year-old barn. The owner has given us permission to use it. And use it we will. And it's going to be a terrific place to train. The atmosphere in there is so good. It's really, really big. It's got loads of space. We'll be training pole arms, long staff. We'll be training everything in there. So if you want to come along and experience a complete martial art that came from the West, come along and learn the English martial arts. And we will teach you the bare fist, which has all the fist work, elbows, knees, headbutting, grappling, throws, takedowns, to dagger, short stick, cudgel, sword single, sword and dagger, sword and buckler, quarterstaff, billhook, you name it, pitchfork, spear, a full curriculum, the complete curriculum. Something that people need to dedicate themselves to, so that they can get the full benefits, and so that we, the teachers, can concentrate on people who are dedicated and give them everything. I mean, we had our gradings. We now have 3 new maesters, and we have new provosts and new free scholars. So we're really moving forward, and we are recruiting as well, because we're preparing to open our doors to new students if they want to come. And they will start and finish, I hope, once they've got the whole system. This year we'll also be offering some seminars. A seminar on the bare fist art as taught by the English martial arts, and a seminar on a pole arm that I haven't quite decided what one to do yet. Could be the quarter staff, the bill hook, could be the spear even. We're going to announce those later on in the year, and hopefully people will come along and get a taste of what the English martial arts is all about. And these seminars will indeed be taking place in the medieval barn, and hopefully the ghosts of the medieval knights and yeomen fighting men and women of the age will come and visit us while we're training. You know, maybe a bit of it will rub off on us. Now, as regards the bare fist fighting that we do, we now have a complete system. Well, we have had for a long, long time, but we're putting it out there that people can come along and learn a complete self-defense art that was originally a sport and self-defense systems of the times. And you'll be learning stuff that bare fist fighters used in the ring and outside of the ring, and also how to generate power, how to use the mitts, heavy bags without injuring yourselves, how to move well, footwork, how to use takedowns, you know, and grappling, standing grappling, how to use the head as a weapon, you know, etc., etc. Very, very brutal but subtle art. Something that people need these days to help keep themselves safe. There's so much violence going on around, especially this town I live in, London, that you need to be careful and you need to look out all the time. So any kind of training that helps you, especially with weapons and unarmed, is going to be useful for you. And hopefully that people come there open-minded and ready to learn. Now, I realise this has been a short episode, but I just wanted to keep everyone updated on what's happening and where the club is going to be going and what we're going to be doing in the future. So hopefully you've found this episode interesting and you will tune in next time and subscribe. But if anybody does watch my YouTube channel or our YouTube channel, please, please subscribe. It really helps us. And the more subscribers I get, the more videos we can do. Thank you very much, and hopefully tune in next time.
Listen to us, because we listen to you.